Is the very married Justin Timberlake sorry about holding hands with his co-star, or is he sorry he got caught? He's speaking out about this for the first time. We're going to talk about it coming up in just a second. First, People Magazine has announced their People of the Year double issue. Who do you think the People of the Year might be?
Okay. How about a hint?
There's four of them. Four People of the Year.
Okay, a four pack. Let's go the Spice Girls minus Posh Spice.
No, you know it's not a Spice Girl.
Well, it's not a group of four?
No, it's not. It's four separate people.
Oh! Okay, The Rock has to be one of them because he always is.
It's not The Rock. It's all women, actually.
Okay.
They did a double issue. Two of them made covers. Taylor Swift is one of them.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Obviously.
She's had a busy 2019.
Yeah, and her album Lover, I think, like, went to the top within like 6 days or something. She's just breaking records left, right, and center. And she's spoken up on some difficult things this year as well.
Yeah, the last couple months with the whole Scooter Braun thing. That's been a big topic.
I've been on Team Taylor as of
Team
late.
Swift.
Team Swift as of late, yeah. Jennifer Lopez also got her own cover. Doing big things too. She's going to be performing at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, starting Hustlers, produced Hustlers as well.
Engaged to A-Rod, engaged for the 95th time.
Yeah.
I always love J-Lo too. So those were the two that were singled out with their own covers.
Okay.
Also on the list, so there were four of them, Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
I love her in the show, The Morning Show, which is on Apple TV. It's so annoying because you have to subscribe and pay for it or whatever. But
that's why I haven't watched it yet.
Oh my God, she's so good. It's changed the way that I've looked at her, honestly, as an artist in a way. And Michelle Obama as well, one of the People of the Year. They said, our People of the Year issue celebrates the stars who have made an impact on our culture. And the editor said, I wasn't surprised that we ended up with an all-female foursome. This year has been dominated by strong women.
Mm-hmm.
They look amazing. Taylor and J-Lo on the covers. By the way, they look absolutely beautiful.
Those are all great choices. Well, you can't really argue any of them. I mean, maybe Shakira's a little jealous that she didn't get on the cover with J-Lo because they're going to do the halftime show together.
Shakira who?
Exactly.
All right, someone who didn't make the cover and doesn't deserve it this year, Justin Timberlake. So as we know, the video that surfaced of Justin holding hands with his co-star Alicia Wainwright went viral. Everybody was talking about it. Justin was very clearly intoxicated in the video.
Yep.
I'm sure you've seen it a few
Absolutely,
times too.
Yeah.
He's a married man, of course, married to Jessica Biel. Wasn't wearing his wedding ring that night.
Ooh.
So people have been talking about this, but Justin has really remained quiet until now. I didn't quite know what to think about it. In Hollywood especially, there's always this part of me that just assumes maybe they have an open relationship. Like maybe
there's a lot of stars that do.
Exactly. Now, Justin is speaking out now. He says he does try to stay away from this gossip thing as much as he can, but these rumors are hurting the people he loves, which is why he decided to address them.
Okay.
So this is what he said. He said, a few weeks ago, I displayed a strong lapse in judgment. But let me be clear, nothing happened between me and my co-star. He said he had way too much to drink that night and he regrets his behavior and that he should have known better. And it's definitely not the example he wants to set for his son. And then he went on to apologize to his wife and his family for putting him through this embarrassing situation. And he said he's committed to being the best father and husband that he can be and said he didn't do that in this situation.
To me, it's it. It's done. It's put to bed. That's all he needed to do.
You think that's all he needed to say? But don't you have more questions?
Publicly, that's all he needs to say. It's none of our business.
Publicly, absolutely.
Yeah, and there's going to be all these sleazy tabloid magazines and stuff like that that are going to be like, hey, you and Jessica Biel still married and stupid questions like that.
Because we're only human. And of course, it's technically not our business, but we talk about entertainment. Nothing is. We talk about entertainment news all the time. But I was going to put this up on my Instagram. I wanted to be like, do you believe him? Like he's Justin Timberlake. He can get anyone he wants. He's always in these situations where women are throwing themselves at him.
I totally believe him. He's kept his nose clean. He's done such a good job
at keeping it on the down low.
Yeah, exactly. But we just talked about A-Rod, and he's been the exact opposite. He's had all the opportunity as much as Justin Timberlake has, and he's never kept his nose clean.
Because he's not as smart as Justin Timberlake is what I would say.
Probably not.
I don't know. I love Justin Timberlake. I love like a lot of things about him, but it does make me like question who he is. Like if it's one of these situations where it sort of happens consistently. I mean, only time will tell. You know that paparazzi and everybody is going to like be looking out to see what he's doing every time he is away from his wife. But we'll just wait and see. I think they're an adorable couple. They have an adorable son as well. So let's also remember that he was just holding hands. It doesn't mean the end of a marriage. Like, I'm sure they're going to be okay.
Yeah, like he said, it was a dumb mistake and nothing else happened. And for me, that's all I believe him.
Okay. Well, as long as you believe him, does anything else matter?
No, not for me.
All right. Sam is off today. So coming up, it's going to be Are You Smarter Than Andy?
Ooh.
Sounds easy to me.
I have had a pretty good track record. Not to brag or anything, okay. But I have.
All right, we'd love to see that. Coming up, you can win $100 to spend at Restaurant Table 51 if you can take him down. Louis Capaldi on the way as well, right after Destiny's Child.